I mean, we're just all so weird, but I kind of love that the world is full of endless little deviants and I want to peek inside all their brains. Don't you? You would say that. I was thinking this morning about this guy I used to date that just, it was like he had this collection of the most random kinks and they would always just sort of completely blindside me and baffle me. Just completely sort of unrelated, like he was collecting them one by one. Are you sure you want to hear this? Okay. I mean, I suppose what I liked about it was there was always something new to discover. Once we were in bed and I was just being so stubborn and needy. Me, right? He knew. And I was just so exhausted. I've been working so hard and you know how bad I am at looking after myself. I kind of had no meat on my bones and I was just a bit pointy, you know? Just awkward angles of tired. We'd been fooling around for ages and at that point where you're overtired and exhausted and kind of delirious. And I pulled the whole, I'm just gonna lay here completely still, just beyond a pillow princess, and you can just, you know, fuck the shit out of me while I sort of just low-key grumble and yell at you and poke you occasionally. You're looking at me very strangely. Huh? Never been there? No? Never been a horizontal yeller? Oh, my sweet summer child. I have so much work to do with you. Anyway. So, I am just this tired and he's just really going for it. Sometimes I wonder whether I should be telling you these things and I don't know. Feels a bit slutty. You wanna hear? Okay. Anyway, so yeah, so he's just really going for it and I'm sort of just, I feel really good and I'm just hovering between exhaustion and coming. And I sort of tip my head down and I look down the length of my body and I can see the head of his cock moving inside me. You know, in that sort of valley dip between my hip bones, just sort of above that small patch of pubic hair. I could just see like the line and the bulge of it sliding up and down. And it was the most simultaneously obscene and hottest thing I had ever seen. You still with me? Uh-huh. And I must have just been mesmerized and talking out loud because after a little while he looked down too and just sort of lost it and just started sort of even faster. Are you sure you're okay hearing this? It's just that, I don't know, your face looks all hot. Do you want the AC on? Stick your head out the window like a dog. Really get some air. Little ears and your little chops float in the wind. No? Okay. Anyway. And me just sort of staring in this sort of drowsy, I don't know what, horny stupor. And he says the strangest, filthiest thing. And I don't know why. I don't know why it felt so filthy. He looks at it and sort of sighs and just says, oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's cute. And then he he just starts in with all this kind of baby talk. Like, what I would call now loving condescension. Because you know me, I've never enjoyed degrading or super degrading name calling or humiliation or being really condescending. Yes, as we've established, my raging oppositional defiance doesn't allow me to enjoy that. But it was just like my brain was so tired and drowsy and placid that it got a little bit rewired. And afterwards, it just became this thing for both of us. I mean, I don't know whether it was giving something different to both of us, but he became slightly obsessive. He tried dildos and vibrators and his fingers, and he just had these really long, like, piano player fingers. And we tried different positions, and I swear to God, he was this close to asking whether he could film it for research purposes. And it was always the same thing. Oh, it's just so cute. Which is just baffling. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I wonder whether I should tell you these things. It just feels a bit much, I don't know. Yeah. Are you okay? It's just that you're such a yapper and you're sort of suspiciously quiet. And I really don't like that look. You look, I don't know, devious. Like you're calculating. But also like a horny dog. Like you're a stupid villain. Fuck. Anyway. Eventually I sort of sunk my teeth into his shoulder and he shut up about it, but it was that first time I couldn't get it out of my head. And it became a small obsession for both of us. And I mean, little did I know it had a whole name and devotees. Just sounds obscene, the name. Belly Bulge. Yeah. It's even alliterative, Belly Bulge. It's almost like my lips don't want to form the words. Anyway. Wait. Oh fuck, did we miss the turnoff? Oh, this is why I shouldn't be driving and talking. Fuck, now we have to go over the bridge. We're going to arrive at your parents' place all anxious, and I'm going to be all sweaty and weird, and your brother's going to interrogate me. He's just been so suspicious ever since I smirked and, you know, spat that bit of wine in his face when he said that CBT was doing wonders for his anxiety. I mean, even you laughed. I mean, you're laughing now. In some ways, he's so naive. What makes it even more funny. I mean, it's a conditional offer. They signed it. And then you try and breach us when the condition comes into effect? God, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I mean, what are we doing here, people? I mean, fuck, I'm not the one going around signing contracts with time is of the essence clauses. It's just wildly irresponsible. Good God, woman. What? Oh, sorry, I thought it was on silent. But we know what we're doing? Excellent. Oh, what is it? Ash. I've got some filthy fun planned tonight. Mm-hmm. Nothing too scary, but there might be some wailing and weeping. For who? Keen? Question mark. As always, you can tell me to stop. If you're keen, don't take those sexy shoes I saw you leave in this morning off. Oh God, that could have been better written. If you're keen, don't take those sexy shoes I saw you leave in this morning off at the door. A honey, I'm home will seal the deal. Laughing smiley face, those weird googly eyes emoji. She's inside. Are you demented? I'm home. There's no way I'm saying honey, I'm home. Oh, I've missed you. Let me just put my stuff down. What's that? Is that your bag? Huh. What's in it? It's just that it looks like a serial killer's go bag. Are you working the Dennis system now? What? Are you trying to distract me? Oh, what's that? Why? And proper champagne. What's the occasion? French food. Suspiciously, you know that that's my favorite. What's going on? Yeah, I'm suspicious. The messages, the serial killer go bag. What, are you trying to shut me up? On the kitchen bench. Sure. Now this is why I like wearing skirts. I can wrap my legs around you. Can I please have a glass? Please. Please. It's my favorite and it just looks really crisp and cold and bubbly and yummy. Thank you, thank you. This makes me so happy. What? No, it's nothing. You just look like you're after something. You look devious. You like them? Another one of my favorite parts about wearing a skirt is I get to wear stockings. And this time I decided to get the ones with the seam up the back. And I did that thing all day where you walk around in your heels and you stop and you very visibly check your seams and you look back to see if anyone's watching. It felt very naughty and very retro and I just felt so very femme fatale. Ah, right. What's for dinner? Well, I'm always hungry. Aren't you? Oh, you filthy boy. Oh, that was so good. I'm so full. You look so comfy and content on the couch, all cozy and comfy and warm. What am I doing? What I've been thinking about since I got home. Kneeling in front of you while you relax on the couch. Rubbing my hands up your thighs appreciatively. And slowly cupping and outlining your amazing bulge with my hands. And just ever so slowly and maybe even a little shyly unzipping your pants. Yes. Yes, I want it. Can I? Oh, your hand in my hair. No. Are we being rough, are we? I'm happy right here with my head in your lap, getting my treat. Oh, where are we going? Oh, where's the bag coming with us? Oh. Oh, I don't know what you think you're doing. Don't shush me. No, don't shush me. No, don't shush me. I don't know what you... But you like that I argue, right? You like that I'm a bit mouthy? Oh, I can't help it. But I can be sweet too. I am sweet. It's just in my nature to be a little shit. What is it? What's in the bag? It's something cute. Ew. Cute? Oh, cute. Oh, no. No, you can't. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. No, I won't tell you what to do. Yes. I can be good. I can't help it. I'm sorry. Oh, please. Yes. Yes, I want you to touch me. For please save my pussy, please. Oh. No, I can be good. I'm not squirming. I'm not. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh my God, your tongue. That feels good. Yes, of course it does. Oh, you've never done that before. No, I don't. Don't make me ask for it. No. Please. Just keep eating my little hole, please. I didn't say you could do. What do you mean, please, what? Please keep doing what you're doing. Please keep doing what you're doing. No, don't make me say it, no. No, please don't make me say it. I'm not whining. Please put your finger back in my little hole, please. Oh, you made me say the most deranged things. Oh. Yes, I know. It's stubborn. It's just like a donut. Okay, fine. Oh, you could at least be nice about it. Yes. Oh, yes, I want it. Oh my God, I'm so wet, please. What the fuck was that? Where did you even get that? If you try and put that in me, I am scratching your eyes out. Don't smirk. Don't. Okay. No. If you try, I swear to God, I'll cry. I'll wail. The neighbors will come and I will tell them you're a sadist. I will. I'll tell them everything. Oh. Okay. Okay. You can't. No, you can't leave me like this. No. Oh, so it's that or nothing. Those are my options. You will leave me at squirmy mess, or you're gonna shove that in me. Okay, well, not shove, but oh my gosh, I shouldn't have told you that story. One day, just think about this. When you think you're getting nice, relaxing head, and you just want to sink into the couch or the bed or wherever you have the pleasure of me sucking your cock, And when you sink with a satisfied sigh, you're going to feel the distinct increasing pressure of my pearly white teeth. I can't, you can't leave me like a squirmy mess. Fine. Okay. Not that. I mean, how big is that? You can't start with that. Well, what else is in the bag? What's in the bag? Do we need a plan? Yes, okay, yes. I can do it, yes. Yes, I want to do it. Yes, I can do it for you. Mm-hmm. It'll make you happy.
You'll like it?
Yes, I won't tell you what to do. I will take it, but you just have to whip me up to it, okay? I mean, with him, it was never like this. It was never that. It was never... I feel so filthy. I feel so filthy saying this. It was never that big. Oh my God. I don't even know where you found that, but just go slow. Yes, I can feel it. Yes, it feels good.
You want me to tell you, oh my God, you're a sadist.
Yes, it feels too big and I am too small. Can I rub my clit, please? Oh, thank you. Yes, it's stretching me impossibly wide.
Yes, it's cute. Yes.
Oh, yes, it's very cute. It's so cute. Yes, I can take him. Please. Please, but I want something else. I want something more, please. I want you. Please. Please. Yes, please. I deserve it. I deserve a treat, please. I want you. I want you inside me, please. Yes. Onto my hands. Please. Please. Of course I will. Oh, you complete idiot.
I was never going to be good. I'm just going to push you down and I'm going to fuck your brains out, okay? You silly, silly boy. You thought you could beat me? Really? You thought you could top me? Make me submit. You're just a newbie. You still don't know half of what I'm capable of, or that you're capable of. Was it my big shiny eyes looking up at you? Was it my wet little pussy? Oh, was it my moans that convinced you? Just lay back. And I'm so slowly going to lower myself. Do you like this? Me staring down at you. My face all flushed and feverish. And just the start of tears in my eyes. Do you like me? Do you like to watch me pinch my own nipples? Really fucking hard. No. Not for you. Oh, you're so close. Did that get you all hot? Your cute little experiment. Can you feel that? Me rubbing my hard little clit as I slide and settle all the way down the length of you. Just to come back up and slam back down. Oh, you're beautiful fucking cock. Oh, you're so close. Oh, please, let's come together. Please. Oh, you're so close. Come with me. With me. Oh, yes. Oh, come with me. Fuck, you came so much. I feel so fucking full. But looking at that face beneath me made everything worth it. Oh, that face. It's so cute.